Home Care, this is Shane Doyle. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm trying to get a hold of Denise at Freedom Care. Have I called the right number?
So, I'm not sure what Denise is, but do you need home care? Maybe I can help you.
Yes, and I was working with the woman who started the process. Excuse me, I wasn't sure what we were going to do about it. But have I reached Freedom Care?
Yeah, we do the same program. We do the same program, okay. And I can help you. So do you know where you're up to with the process? Did you call the state yet?
She had talked with my future home caregiver. She had mailed me out a card from Freedom Care. And I just spoke with the gentleman. He said she was busy at the moment, so he was going to take some information. But I think he was starting the process all over, and I think I'm kind of more in the middle of it. And he needed my DCN number, and I could not find it.
Oh,
but
do you have it now?
I have the DCN number now.
Okay, let me see. Just give me a minute. Let me log into the Medicaid so I can pull up your information. Okay, what's
right, I wasn't sure with Freedom Care because I've spoke with a couple of different companies and the rate of pay is different, and the rate of pay was better at Freedom Care for my caregiver.
Mm-hmm. How much was it?
$15.
Mm-hmm. But do you have hours yet?
No, I don't have. I haven't started it yet.
You haven't? Okay. What's your DCN?
My DCN number is 00351453 68.
68. And what's your date of birth?
3/26/57. I think I've got the right people.
I don't know why it's not coming up.
See, I don't think I've got the right number to the right people I was dealing with.
Mm-hmm. So you said your DCN is 00351453?
I got to get that paper back up. 00351453 68.
4/5/3/6/8. Oh, okay, now I see. Constance Burian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just make sure everything is good. Yeah, okay. So we could do, I could transfer you over to the state so we could start with the process and ask a few questions.
Well,
to have you assessed.
I want to make sure I'm dealing with the right people first because I've talked to a few different companies.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them had lower and some of them had higher rates of pay. Now,
mm-hmm.
Freedom Care offers the caregiver $15 per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yeah.
What, is
so we'll match that. Yes, we'll do the same.
Okay. Because I didn't want to mess her up, you know, because I accidentally called the wrong company. Okay, if you can match that rate of pay, that's fine. But what company have I actually called? I think I've called the wrong.
So we do the same program. We're Deluxe Home Care. And we'll make sure that your caregiver gets the best rate.
Okay.
But you haven't called the state yet for assessment, right?
No, that's where the gentleman and I left off. And I.
Oh, okay. So do you have a few minutes now
talk?
So we could do the call now?
Yes. He said when you get your DCN number, because he was having a problem finding it at his end, and I found it. So I'm ready to get started.
Okay, right. So just to make sure before we do the like the transfer over to the state, they'll ask you for like the medical conditions and just make sure that you just give them all the information. So it all depends on the assessment, like what conditions you have. So just list whatever possible.
I can get, right, and I can get documentation from my doctors.
Oh, yeah, and then just have your DCN number ready. So right. I think, so that just have that ready just in case because I usually need that information. And then I'll give you the number if they ask who to contact, where to send the information. Like for the company, you can take the number of Josh. I'll give you his number.
Jeff?
Josh.
Oh, Josh.
Josh.
Okay, I'm ready. You can give
and
me...
You ready for his number?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 314-501-2520.
2520.
Yeah. And just to make sure, you could write down the name of the agency because just not to confuse, it's Deluxe. D-E-L-U-X-E, Deluxe Home Care.
Okay.
Okay. So I think that's basically what they will need. And I think maybe they'll need your social, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
What's your social? You have it handy?
It's 495-68-4778.
4778?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think if you have all this information, it just should be okay. And do you have any questions at the moment now?
That's all.
Okay. You're still at 3600 Parkcrest in St. Louis? Parkcrest Drafts in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll do the transfer, but it could take like 2 minutes for the transfer.
Oh, that's okay.
Just stay on the line if you don't mind, so we could I could transfer the call. Okay.
Yes, I'm in time for this call today. Yes.
Okay, just give me a minute. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling Home and Community-Based Services. This is Alyssa. Are you calling regarding services for yourself or for someone else?
Myself.
All right, and what is a good callback number for you in case we get disconnected?
636-579-6174.
All right, and what is your name?
Constance. C-O-N-S-T-A-N-C-E, Constance Burian is B-U-R-I-A-N.
Okay. And your date of birth?
3/26/1957.
Okay, thank you. And how can I help you today?
Well, I was calling and getting the names of some companies that supply home care with family and friends through Medicaid. And so I spoke with people at Deluxe Home Care, and then they said they were going to transfer me to someone at the state. Is that correct?
Yes, I am with the state.
Okay. So I'm just starting the process.
Okay. Yeah, let me take a look here. It does look like your Medicaid is eligible for me to submit a referral for you. Are you in a hospital facility right now?
No. I'm on my own in an apartment.
Okay. And do you have a legal guardian?
No, I do not.
Okay. And before going further, please allow me to explain the purpose of home and community-based services. This program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home. I'm sorry, what?
I just said, oh, good, because I want to be able to stay independent.
Gotcha. This means, participants must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for services. This means your needs must be equal to those of someone accepted into a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, you must allow an assessor inside your home to conduct an in-depth assessment. The assessment will determine if you meet the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions about what I've explained?
No.
All right, and do you wish to proceed?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is the number you provided me today your primary phone number?
Yes.
Do you have any alternative phone numbers you would like to list?
No.
Okay. What county do you live in?
St. Louis County or Lemay, maybe considered Lemay.
And is your primary language English?
Yes.
Are you married, never married, widowed, or divorced?
Divorced.
And do you live with anyone?
No.
Okay. What's your current address?
3600. And it's two words, Park Crest Drive, Apartment A, and that's St. Louis, Missouri, 63125.
Thank you. And is that your mailing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any special communication needs, such as reading, writing, hearing, or vision?
Well, I wear glasses, but other than that, no.
Okay. And then since we're going to be having a status come out to your home, I have some safety questions to ask.
Okay.
Do you live in a neighborhood?
Yes.
Is there any drug activity?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Do you have a history of violent behavior?
No.
Is your home structurally safe and accessible?
Yeah.
Do you have any contagious or infectious diseases?
No, I do not.
Any vicious animals in the home?
No animals.
Any weapons?
None.
And then any pest infestations?
Any what?
Pest infestations like bed bugs, fleas, or mites?
No, bed bugs, no.
Okay. And what are your primary medical conditions?
Well, I have a back condition with like four different diagnoses. It's pretty bad and they want to do surgery, but I'm not the best candidate. I also have severe COPD,
okay,
and arthritis and hypertension.
Okay. And have you or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
Some family members. I mean, but not my immediate family. Like, not my sons or daughters.
Right. Okay, so we have two different types of services. One is called consumer-directed services, and that's where you choose your own caregiver. You hire, fire, or train your own caregiver. Or there's in-home services, and that's where the provider agency that you choose sends you out one of their own caregivers.
I wouldn't want to deal with a stranger. I was told family members were eligible, and so
yes.
I talked with my daughter about that. because she substitute teaches for a living, and she could work her schedule around mine, helping me.
Okay. All right. So that will be under our Consumer Directed Services program. Do you need assistance with hands-on personal care, such as getting in and out of the shower?
Sometimes. So I feel safer. I fell once and hit my head in the shower, and I do have a handrail now that's being attached. But and I'm also, through my insurance, probably gonna get a hopefully get a shower chair.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And then what about what were you saying?
Oh, I said I feel a lot safer when she's here when I shower.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And then there is essential transportation, like running errands for you.
Yes.
What about household cleaning related tasks?
There's no dishwasher here, and I can only stand for, because of the back condition, which there's like four different clinical names for it. I can only stand for like 10 minutes at a time in one place, and then I have to sit down. So that would be one of the things I need her to do. She would help with cleaning and cooking and errands, and to make sure I'm safe in the shower.
Okay. What about adult daycare? That's where they pick you up and drop you off. It's good for socialization.
No, I'm not interested in that. I have friends that come to me, and sometimes I can go to them.
Okay. What about respite services? That's where if your family caregiver is not available, someone can come in and sit with you.
No, I'm fine on my own as long as I'm not trying to do too much in this house.
Okay. And then next is medication management. That's where a nurse comes to your home and sets up your meds.
So far, I've not had a problem with that. I do have a pill holder, and I do set reminders on my phone.
Okay, perfect. And then we have correspondence, and that is like helping with your mail or paperwork.
My daughter does that with me.
Okay. And then are you interested in home-delivered meals?
Never thought about that.
It's like Meals on Wheels or little TV dinners.
Huh. Could I add that later if I need to?
What I could do is add it now, and then you can talk to your assessor. And if you decide you don't want it by the time the assessor comes out, you don't have to have it.
Okay. That'll work.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I need anything else. Oh, yeah. Do you have a provider agency chosen?
Well, the people that hooked me up with you was called Deluxe Home Care.
And do you have that phone number?
Let's see. Hopefully I saved it. Let's see. It is 314-315-4092, which I better write that down.
Okay. All right. That looks like that's all the information I need. Do you have any questions for me today?
Yeah, I do. So what will happen next? Will somebody contact me for an assessment? And will anybody need to contact the future caregiver?
Yes. So what's going to happen is it normally takes around 15 business days for an assessor to reach out and get that appointment scheduled and completed. I don't believe they'll have to speak with the caregiver, but you are allowed to have anyone that you would like at the assessment whenever they come to your home.
Okay. So within 15 days, they'll call and make an appointment.
Yes, 15 business days.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
I guess not that I can think of offhand.
Okay.
Oh, how many, I know, like how much, maybe the assessor comes up with this, I don't know. How many days or hours a week am I allowed to have help?
Yeah, so how that kind of works is whenever the assessor comes out for the assessment, they assess you for your needs, and based off of what your needs are, that's kind of depends on the care plan, and they will build that care plan with you, so you kind of get an idea of what that will look like.
Okay, because somebody had told me that I could get up to 20 hours a week help. Do they know what they're talking about?
It is actually different for every single person.
Okay, it varies.
Yes. Yes.
I see. Okay. Well, I guess that's all, hon. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. I'm going to get you transferred over to a recorded line, and that's just going to explain the next steps in the process.
Okay.
All right, I'm transferring you now. Thank you.
Please hold while your call is connected.
We have received a new referral and understand you are interested in home and community-based services. This message will help prepare you for the next steps. Please grab a pen and paper, if available, to jot down some notes. A home and community-based services, HCBS, assessor will call to schedule an in-person assessment with you. The purpose of the HCBS program is to help support you to stay at home or where you want to live. In order for Medicaid to pay for HCBS, your care needs have to be equal to nursing home care. Our assessment will determine if your care needs meet the requirement for Medicaid to pay for services in your home. We will attempt to call you one time. Please ensure your phone can receive messages and return your assessor's call. If you do not answer, a message will be left or a letter will be sent, and you will have 10 days to return the call. If you do not respond within the 10 days, this referral will be closed. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet, Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. The assessor will use a questionnaire to determine if you are eligible for HCBS. You should be prepared to answer the following questions. What specific help and support do you need? How often do you need help? How much time does each task take to complete? Who would select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver? You or the provider agency? Who are your medical and health care providers, including your primary care physician, social worker, therapist, hospice, home health, or any other specialties? Do you have a guardian or durable power of attorney? If so, please have a copy of the paperwork available. How many medications do you take? What provider would you like to use? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide their name, contact information, and what support they will be able to provide. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, and other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HDBS program accordingly. HDBS services are based on your current needs. HDBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HDBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HDBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. You may have anyone of your choosing present during the assessment. Ensuring the safety of our participants and team members is top priority for us. Please secure all pets, weapons, or potential hazards before the assessor enters your home or setting. We look forward to speaking with you soon.